Some people may ask, what's the time? And I tell them, it's Second Funniest Podcast time, with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Worsham. Have fun, guys.
And on that note, let's do it. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode number 512. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the Eviest of Millerius of Kevininicus, the KevinMiller.com. And as well, as you already have noticed in your description, we have the wonderful Matt Olson and Chris Murphy, who is live via Skype, here with us. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
The pre-production on this show is really paying off.
Yeah. Yeah, I offered to chat it out, and everybody said no.
No, that was dumb.
And this is...
Planning is stupid.
This is what goes on. So, let's get right into it, because we...
Well, you have questions.
We have purposely not talked to you guys forever, it seems, because...
It's been 2 years since
likewise.
Yeah, it's been 2 years?
Yeah. It's been weird in recording sessions, where we don't look at each other and can only speak in lines that are on the page.
yeah.
Awkward, I mean, but true.
I don't see anything, really. I just see a reflection of myself, which I try not to look at.
Too soon.
Awkward. Now that you guys have, last time we talked, it was like, hey, they're making Sly 4, and then everybody had all these questions that you, of course, could not answer. Is there anything that you would like to say now to get off your chest?
Still can't answer any of those questions.
Okay, great. Good to know.
I didn't pay attention.
But it's not because of an NDA, it's because you don't know the answers.
Well, I just want to wait till the game's out.
Got it. The game is out.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
So,
you were actually playing it just before we started recording. That was what you were doing.
He thought I had
Vita?
A prototype.
Oh,
yeah,
got it.
He knows that I'm in the biz, and...
I will answer the first question we got, which is the release date is February 5th, 2013. That was the biggest question that we got.
Let's do this.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Let's do this, too.
What year is it?
Let's get into that. How much of what you guys couldn't answer did you actually know? You didn't know a release date, right?
One point, I did know a release date, and then it got pushed back.
Oh.
So I knew when they said fall, I knew the day.
Okay.
But not till late in the game. So when they said fall, maybe a month later, I then knew what that day in fall was, and then that got pushed back. So I was like, you guys are idiots. everybody's like, oh, now it's not till February. I'm like, no, you're dumb. And then I watched, I'm like, oh, they pushed it back.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you a true story. The Friday before the game came out, my friend said, oh, I heard your game's coming out. And I said, oh?
That sounds good.
what about you, Chris?
I just thought it was gonna come out last fall, and I hadn't even checked, to be honest with you. And then all of a sudden I found out, oh, what, it's not out quite yet? And then I checked, oh, what is the release date? I used the Google, and yeah, sure enough, it was February. So yeah, I was even more oblivious than I think anybody about the whole situation.
I didn't even know there was a game.
Everybody, it was already out.
I like how Hollywood that you guys are about this. That it's like I don't even know. Listen, man. Gigs come and go. All right, it's just a paycheck to me. I mean, not in the fiscal sense. It's just that's what you have to do as an actor and a
part
performer.
Of life.
You embody a character and then you move on. If I wanted to do the same thing in and out, I would do accounting or some kind of data entry. That's what I would do.
I think that's an entirely accurate assessment.
Okay. That's what I bring to the table. I take a little bit of a nutshell. You guys kind of get vague, and then I hit it right on the head. I just drive it home, like, just amazingly accurate.
I think we all knew that it was going to be about traveling through time, but I think fans knew that as well. Like, if you saw the end of the game, you knew. I mean, I knew before the game was even developed by anybody, the next game will be traveling through time.
Because I remember reading the emails, and you told me And which is, for those of you listening that are involved in the show, is a complete violation of Kevin's NDA.
No.
Luckily, I am his best friend, and I only tweeted it like 30 times.
In a Russian handle.
Double luckily, I only had zero followers. So kind of lucky I'm not
which
a big
Which is weird, because in Russian, the name was Sly Cooper Secrets, yeah. And no one, but
no
because
one
it was in Russian.
No Twitter one... is not big in Russia. Nothing is short there.
Right.
Nothing is short form.
They have everything. 1,044 characters.
What a country.
So great.
But I remember reading the emails going, this is impressive. That, and it wasn't until the game had already come out and Kevin and I had a conversation off air where I was like, isn't it cool, though, that how everybody is like, well, no, if you play the games, you kind of go, oh, I'm making a time machine. Oh, they're making a new game.
Right.
Oh, I guess that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're
going to
make the time.
And it's like, oh, well, all right. Sorry, guys, that I thought you were smart, and evidently you're not. So
wait a minute. Are you insulting them for understanding the game?
I'm insulting them for sending me an email acting as if they have called it like they plucked the score of the Super Bowl out of the sky, when in actuality, all they really did was follow 80 road signs, I guess is what I'm saying.
That's good.
No, that's
and it's not on them.
That's
fair. It's not on them. It's really on me and my own perception of what's going on, where I'm like, it's so crazy that they're all falling on this like same assumption. These guys must really be hardcore fans, because I feel it's like having some like... level 30 awareness of the Green Lantern universe. You know what I mean? Like I felt I felt like they started counting the blades of grass and individual cutscenes to figure out an algorithm to develop
now,
the
there were people
date.
That did that when they released the little snippet at the end of the Sly Collection. They showed that scene that just there's a real brief like 4 second Sly Cooper 4 question mark. Mm-hmm. And people there was one video that was like 30 minutes long on YouTube. I think we talked about it 2 years ago, where somebody sat there and dissected frame by frame what this screenshot means for the future of Sly Cooper.
It was the Sly Zapruder film.
Wow, yeah. You should have seen the wall at home. You know, they had all the still frames just all printed out, and you know, with all the thread going from one to the other, the connections here and there. You know,
getting tangled in it, and they had a push pin in their own forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris and the rest of you won't appreciate this, but Matt, look at my microphone and your microphone, and now look at Justin's microphone.
I only have so many regular microphones.
Your microphone is like super nice. Ours are like regular Radio Shack microphones. You have this studio quality, very impressive looking mic.
If anybody is listening to my voice though, and you're going to realize how it sounds no different. Your microphones are $50 now, $30. This one is $400, and that is the quality difference. What you're hearing right now. That's $30, and this is $40. $400.
And here's Chris on the other side of a telephone.
I'm kidding.
Well played.
That's the sad part about cell phone bits, is that they have to be explained.
Yeah, like,
otherwise people, oh no, we're really losing it. Oh no.
Are you breaking up with me?
That's so funny. Yeah,
that was fake. That was a joke.
Oh, well, thanks for explaining it. Now it's funny.
Let's go back in time then, because that is the tone of the game.
Oh yeah.
Let's each of you tell your stories. We'll start with you, Chris. What happened when you got the call saying, hey, we're making a game, this is what we need from you, all that? Can you tell that story now?
That's good.
We didn't go, because we couldn't go over any
we
of this
We couldn't talk
before.
About that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got the call. Hey, they're doing a Sly 4. Are you up for it? I said, of course I am. You know, that sounds great. First of all, it's a chance to talk to, you guys, you know, of course, Matt and Ted and I get to talk to you guys a bit more than Justin. But this time around, I barely have to see you. I didn't even see you guys once.
Yeah, so where did you record?
Justin, I talked to you about as much as I've talked to Matt and Kevin in this whole scheme of things.
Did you record up in the Bay Area?
Once in passing.
Were you up in the Bay Area, or did they fly you down here to L.A.?
For the very first session that was in L.A., for me, I was living in San Luis Obispo County. So I just drove myself down there and did it, you know, did the session and came back. Then in the interim, between the next session, I moved back up to the Bay Area. So I just started doing my recording up here, actually, at the Sony building here in Foster City.
Oh, cool.
Which was really cool. Just did that, and the director was great on this. He really encouraged a lot of, like, improvising. And for me, at least, he was just like, you know, you're Murray, go ahead, just whatever's on the page, like, do that, and then do whatever you want. And it was a really fun experience.
You didn't hear that, Chris, but Kevin just said that was not his experience.
You had Chris.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it was. I mean, you have so much text to get through. I mean, you're the main narrator of everything. Yeah, so I don't imagine that they want you to go off the page too much. You'd end up changing the entire plot.
Yeah, Bentley goes off rails.
Would have been fun, too.
Kevin, we can't make sushi this big a part of the game. It's, at this point in the development, it's going to be just thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, there should be sushi in Arabia.
We had sushi for lunch. Please just move fast.
When an idea works, it works. I call it Fish Mountain.
How many hours?
The mountain is Fish City, of course.
Of course, yes.
How many hours would you say you were in studio, Chris?
Hours in studio, probably about maybe 14, maybe 10 to 14. It was spread out over such a long period of time. It seemed like it's kind of, you know, we do a session every month and a half, every 2 months around there, it seemed like. So probably, yeah, maybe 10 hours, 10, 12 hours.
Nice. Was there, do you have any fun anecdotes or anything? Because I know these are the questions that listeners have. You don't have to have one, but I just know that if I don't ask, you're like, why didn't he ask? It's such an obvious question.
Yeah, no. There's one kind of funny anecdote. So, of course, Sanzaru is a 3-minute drive from the Sony studios. So, one day they, you know, it's lunchtime. They're like, all right, let's go down to where, you know, everyone's actually making the game. You know,
oh, cool.
Everybody's there. Let's go down to the building and have lunch there. And so we walk in the front door, and then, you know, they go, hey, go on to the intercom like Murray and say something. So I was like, yeah, okay. And so, you know, went on the intercom and just said something about, you know, the Murray is here. Watch your lunches, everyone, because I'm hungry, or, you know, whatever I said. And that was pretty fun. It's always a good time whenever you can get onto an intercom for me, like in any situation, you know, and just to do Murray in that situation, it was fun. So I got everybody going. It was funny.
Did you get any free lunches out of that?
I did get a free lunch out of that. I did.
It
was a delicious turkey sandwich.
You should have gotten sushi. It would have been better.
All right, how about you, Mr. Olson? How did it go when you got the call and all that jazz?
No, I think my experience was exactly the same. I wasn't expecting it to, and then I just got a call and said, do you want to do it? And, of course, I said yes.
Yeah.
There's not really anything interesting in that part of it. I can say this. There was an interesting thing that happened during the recording that was fun for me. The most fun part of it for me was sometimes Kevin and I would be in the booth together, mm-hmm. doing lines together. Sometimes we'd be separate doing our own lines, and then the other actors would do their own lines separately too. But to try and get a conversational flow going, they'll bring the actors together. And occasionally when they're together and Kevin has some lines with Carmelita,
no,
or
right.
Murray, or whoever else, and they would just have me fill those in. They would never make the game, of course.
Right.
But then I would just end up doing these, I think, terrific, spot-on impressions of all the other characters.
I wish could we get a little Carmelita, because those were my favorite.
I don't think that that's allowed by the union. I think there's a problem with the actors' union.
Pistol packs a paralyzing punch. Yeah.
That was not even the line. He just kept saying that.
That was.
As your lead-in. Like,
yeah. The funny thing about that was the heart behind it was that you were supposed to be giving me something to play off of, but all it did was just distract me dramatically. Yeah. Like, he'd say the line, and I'd have to stifle the laugh and then reimagine what it really sounded like and then actually do the line. Yeah. It was definitely a test of my professionalism, because I think if we had done that for the first Sly game, I'd been like... That's a guy. That's Matt, guys. That doesn't sound like Carmelita.
So when you're playing the game at home, and when there's a romantic scene between Carmelita and Sly, know that it's really between Sly and Bentley.
So Bentley didn't even have to be there. You were literally like the swing shift for happened to be there that day.
That's right.
Because it was either that or like you would have to just sit there silently as I did went over lines, or because they weren't going to kick you out of the room for 5 minutes. Yeah. What were you going to do?
It was like a page.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So it was like, well, you can either entertain yourself or
my pistol packs a pair of licensing punch.
Did you get to do any scenes with anybody else?
Like the birdcage.
No, there was nobody else.
It was
in
just
there.
You and I. I never saw Gray, who did Carmelita. No. And obviously, we never saw Chris the whole time. I didn't even know he was in the game.
You thought my Murray was so good.
So spot on.
For me.
You know, the truth, though, Chris, I don't know if we talked about this, but every iteration of Sly, including Sly 3, Sly 2, somebody calls me that's in charge of recording and says, hey, do you have contact information for Chris Murphy? Because we cannot get a hold of him. So I don't know if you change your phone. I'm always able to like share with them some contact, and they're able to get a hold of you. But I don't know if you don't, if you like turn off your phone for 5 months at a time or maybe.
No, I have the same contact information I've had for years.
They must lose, because I just give them the same information, same email and same phone number. And every time when we did Sly 2, they dropped me a line when we did the whatever game, the collection or something else in between there. They dropped
Heroes
me a line.
On the Move?
No. Yeah, Heroes on the Move.
Okay.
Same people were like, hey, do you have his number? And then Senzuru asked the same thing. Hey, do you have his number? Yeah.
Well, that's
you're like the secret agent.
And both times, I think my agent contacted me for both of them. So
that's so bizarre.
Well, they have your number now, right, Chris? Yeah. They know how to get a hold of you?
Yeah.
It's in my phone. So.
If not, why don't you just say your phone number on the air so I don't have it. Go ahead, Chris.
Just throw it out there.
Okay. 555.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
Let him finish.
Oh, sorry. I know this one.
You have the same phone number as George Clooney in the movie.
What if he is George Clooney?
Maybe that's where the mix-up is. Maybe it kept going to Clooney's line.
Oh,
that's
probably.
What happened.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
You guys get mixed up a lot, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I had
to start coloring my hair a little darker. The salt and pepper wasn't working for me anymore.
You're going to make a great Batman.
Yeah. And lose that Caesar cut. It's way out of date. How about you, Kevin? Well, how did it work out?
I was
you?
Actually, it's funny that you asked that question because I was actually in session for Heroes on the Move, and the director goes, it was a different director than we had later, goes, so at the end of the session, she goes, so should we tell him? And the developers in the room, they're like, no. And she's like, oh, okay, well, thanks for stopping by. Have a great time. I was like, meh. And I had suspected it. I was like, that's probably what she meant, but it would have been nice.
But so it also could have been that your shirt was on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Anything. I looked down. Oh, no.
What if there is that amazing coincidence and that your fly was down and they also were developing Sly 4?
That might have been it.
Like, should we tell them?
That's true. That could be it. Well, then later we finish, we do another recording. I'm pretty sure it's been so long now because we also did that. And yeah, it had to have been Heroes on the Move. And in the very last session, I was chatting with one of the guys there, and he was in the booth, and we were talking about, I think I'd just gotten married and stuff, and so we were chatting about that, and then at the end he goes, so, you know there's a Sly 4 on the way, and I was like, oh, that's great, what great news, and so that was really cool to go into the session knowing that there were a lot more sessions down the pipeline, and then of course, we started recording, and it was a different director than the one that said, so should we tell him? So I think when they were like, no, maybe they were going to be like, here's, he's going to do Sly 4.
But Trish, I'm sorry.
I don't think you're going to be on this project.
But you see what you did right here where you went rogue and you didn't check in with the group? This is why we're having this conversation. So you know.
Got it. So should I show up at 8 or...
8 to never.
9:30? 8 to never.
That's what I would suggest. My phone call was very different from all of yours.
Yeah, I would say so.
They said that they were considering putting a KFC guy character because they've gotten so much fan art about it, but that they were fearful of the racial undertones to the character. And
like overtones.
I don't know.
You say potato.
I disagree. I think that, I mean, here's the thing. That's why I think All in the Family was such a good show. I you know, because he...
Because it was so racist?
Yes. Mm. And, he, you know, he had a main character that had an edge to him. And I know that, you know, he's not a standalone character, but I just feel like if you vanilla him up, it's better that he is not in the game. You know, nobody wants to hear a KFC guy just sound like a teenager.
Vanilla him
orders.
Up. Good choices.
Yeah, I
know. Good work choices.
Listen, it's not like the racism isn't in me. I don't have to work to bring it out. But enough about me.
So you turned them down. Basically, they were begging for you, and you said it's not right.
I don't want to. I mean, no hyperbole. Yes, that's pretty much how it happened.
Okay.
I mean, maybe different words here and there were said. Like there was a like what you said was the way I would write it out, but there was maybe more of like, "Hello, who is this?" You know, like they, you know, just because there was some misunderstanding when I think it was a bad connection we had on the phone line. But beyond that, I think it was, you know, it was pretty much like, "Hey, so, we want you," and I'm like, "This is how you have to have me."
Are you sure there's not a chance that that wasn't like HBO calling to get you to subscribe to their channel package?
They knew nothing about the game. Yeah. Now that I think about it, they knew less than Matt did about the game. Wow, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, well, let's move on.
I'm so glad I have this nice microphone.
Throw, like Stars Network as part of your package, you know.
I thought they were talking about me becoming a star. Network. Oh, now it's all. Never mind. I'm going to edit that out.
You're like Showtime. It's Showtime. And then my cable bill jumps up.
But like 3 months later, made no sense.
I don't understand
but,
why.
But now it does. What were your guys is I know we told like anecdotes of like while it happened. Do you guys have any favorite moment? I don't know, Chris, have you played the games or no?
You know, I have not been able to play them.
Stop right now. Stop. Let's just stop.
You want me to hang up on?
Go, yes. Go play the game, Chris.
We'll wait.
I know. You know, it's not I feel like this is sacrilege saying this, but I have an Xbox. So,
oh, well, so do I.
That's haven't okay. been able to play it.
Now, you just got to shove it in there. It works.
You know what else you have after saying that on this podcast is unemployment. So good luck with that. You
now, are welcome. Don't worry about that. I know all about that. Don't worry.
You also said an Xbox. Do you have an Xbox or an Xbox 360?
Oh.
360.
Oh, you okay. do have a 360. Okay, good.
All right, good to know. So you haven't even you don't even like go over to somebody else's house like you haven't. I'm sure that if like there's a fan listening that will allow you to come over to their house and let you watch them play the
while
game
dressed as the Murray.
Well, that can work. Anyone in the San Francisco area?
All right,
you know?
All right. Take it up if
please,
you want.
Please say yes.
Please, somebody
please, for
in,
the sake
the
of
barrier.
All things that are good, when somebody finds you on the Book of Faces, please, for the love of God, say yes.
That would be awesome.
I would totally say yes to that. I would be like,
I would.
Here I
come over with an 18 pack of Coors, chips.
This kid's 12.
But I want you to show up in like a salmon thin shirt that's like buttoned only up to your sternum, and some like aviator sunglasses, and like 18 beers in. Like, I want you to just crush.
Once again, you've created a backstory I did not anticipate.
This is a Tuesday for Chris. Let's be honest. He's probably doing that right now since it's Tuesday.
A cut to. Matt, you played a chunk of the game, right?
Yes. Well, I completed the Ice Age level.
Oh, great. Yeah.
That's as far as I've got.
Or as Kaylee called it, Ice World. Yeah. Or no, that was the animator. Kaylee knew the world. It was the animators that didn't know the name of the world.
I think they kept calling it Iceland.
Or Christmas Town. That's what they landed on.
I went to Reykjavik. And,
the snow extravaganza.
So you fought the Grizz in that battle there. And
I fought and defeated.
How off the hook is that level?
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty hilarious.
It's the one with the great interaction with the Murray and the infamous montage sequence.
Yeah.
And then that final boss battle, I just can't rave enough about how bizarre it is when he goes out of nowhere. I love to skate.
That was his live stream.
It was ridiculous.
There was a moment when I was playing that because I've been playing it with my 4-year-old son, and I don't know if I adopted the brain of a 4-year-old because him and I chumming it up, but I was just like, I was halfway through that boss battle, and all of a sudden I'm like, I didn't blink at this. Like, this just happened. Like, uh-huh, okay. I'm just drinking it in like the best Amway customer ever. I'm just like, this is great.
You know what's so funny about it is one of the things that Sanzuro said they wanted to do was return to these epic boss battles. Like, the battle with Mugshot is so bizarre in the first game, where you can only kill him by shooting mirrors that turn around light and knock him off this pedestal. It makes no sense. But there was no explanation for it. It just happened. Mm-hmm. Like, suddenly you're fighting this guy and twisting. You had to figure it out. And this... if he had just started skating around, I don't know if it would have registered. But the fact that he had a monologue justifying why he skated made me go, I don't understand what's happening.
And that he ruined his bling. You haven't seen this, Chris, but he has like a humongous like amulet type like Run DMC 1989 or maybe 87 would be a better time frame. Like, just thick gold, like old school rapper, and he just snaps it in half and shoves it into his like knockoff Adidas.
That's right. Yeah.
And just starts skating around.
So fantastic. We need to get that guy on the show.
That's awesome. Kevin, did you know that was coming? Had you seen it in any of the scripts ahead of time?
I did not, no.
So it was a complete surprise.
It was a complete surprise. I knew that the Grizz had changed his name. I remember it being something else. Or maybe I'm thinking of Caveman Cooper.
I think they
both changed.
I think
didn't
you
they?
Changed your name.
Sly Cooper was TJ McKnight.
Right. And you have a rich fantasy life.
and they changed that around.
Every other episode he cosplays, by the way. Now, I just want that to be
yeah, that's true.
As TJ McKnight.
You should really listen.
He doesn't
to...
talk like him when we do the podcast, but he definitely looks like him for those of you listening along at home.
Speaking of which, thankfully it's not TJ McKnight, but there is one of, like, World of Warcraft or one of the, it's, I think it's Blizzard, their security question is, what if you could change your name, what would it be? And I was like, that's a brilliant security question, because that's such a personal, unique thing.
That you don't really tell people.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, yeah. And I knew it as soon as I didn't remember establishing it, but I was like, oh, I know what this is. Good. I won't tell you.
I know. I was just thinking, I guess I would easily come up with that. But in this moment, I was like, I don't know what I would. I don't like my
TJ McKnight. Oh, yeah. You would think.
But I would want to change. I was going to say maybe Michael, because that's my middle name.
But I think everybody, like, especially if you're an actor. You made Matt stop.
Wait a minute. Your fantasy name is Michael?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that weird? Is that not? How did this break bad for me now? I don't understand.
I'm just saying. Am I
the subject of this podcast?
Yes. You could have been Lando Calrissian. And you're
He's already been. He's already there.
But right. Michael Owen, yeah.
Oh, I Star see Wars. What you're saying. Yeah. Michael Calrissian. I could be his cousin or something.
It's better than just Michael.
I could drink a Colt 45 in a Cloud City easily. That's not a problem for me. I couldn't grow a pencil mustache, but I could throw back some malt liquor.
What is his
name?
It's what's his name?
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. I was like, it's not Michael, is it? Because that's some full circle stuff right there. But no, it's Billy D. Williams.
That's just his dream of one day being called Michael.
I think it's all of ours.
No, it's not.
Okay. You are correct unless your name is Michael. If your name is already Michael, you don't have to worry about this problem.
You have no dreams.
Yeah. You've
achieved perfection?
Yes. Why you don't have a dream. There's nowhere for you to go. You've achieved it. You've become it. You have a... Who wants to be... Nobody can call you Just.
You can't even
you see
do
what
it.
I'm saying? Mike, that's a great shortening of a name. You're what? Matt? Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing.
Well,
to
my name is Matthew.
It's short for Matthew.
Full name is Matthew. Yeah.
So you have two names?
I've actually got three.
Holy crap.
Yeah. What's first, middle, and last?
Oh, God. I was going to say, is Matthew short for something?
Matthew Azard.
You could just call me Matthew. Oh, okay. Matthew Azard.
But Timothy. Justin is short for Justine.
True. That's so true. And not in the crowd, like, I was originally born a woman in that sense. But that's for another podcast.
Yeah, that's your other show. That's your mom podcast.
Originally born a woman, still am.
trying to get through this concrete jungle of a life with two kids, not from her vagina. That's the podcast.
And now this is explicit. Nice work.
It's just biological.
And my future, lifetime show is also what
on
this
the
is
OWN Network. Now, Matt, you are also a writer on the game, right?
I did additional dialogue.
What does that mean? Break it down for those of us in the gaming, not in the gaming industry.
Oh, okay. Additional is a word that means in excess.
I'm just going to turn off my mic.
They sent me the scripts of the game, and I went through them and pointed out things where I thought, like, oh, this doesn't seem accurate to stuff in the past, or this could be better, or this scene seems weird. General notes like that. And then in addition, there would be a line, and they would say, like, maybe if you're in one of the Wild West levels, right? And Tennessee, he talks a lot when he's doing stuff. He might say something like, you know, that's good shooting, kid, or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't want him to say that's good shooting, kid, every single time somebody shoots. Otherwise, he just says, that's good shooting, kid. That's good shooting, kid. So they want to have alternates of that. And so I would do a lot of those alternates.
Oh, that's cool.
That kind of thing.
Nice.
So instead of kid, you just call him Michael?
Yes.
you played the Wild West.
That's good stuff. I didn't hear that algorithm.
I thought that one was the best.
Now, is it also true, were you responsible for the Cooperoni reference from the third game? Was that your doing?
Yes. No. Well, yeah, I think that it's fun to make fun of you.
Because I remember in session, I was like, because you were giggling so hard that I turned to you and I said, is this your doing? And you just sort of nodded.
Well, what is this? I don't remember. I remember.
It's in the fourth world, right?
I don't know.
It's in the fifth.
It's in somewhere.
It's in the fifth.
Which world is
it? It's in the Arabian world.
Oh, I haven't gotten it yet. Okay.
Yeah. So he.
But it's a reference to your horrible Italian accent.
My supposed horrible Italian accent.
It's pretty bad.
Let me hear yours.
Huh?
Let me hear your awesome Italian
accent. I like a spicy meatball, a Michello.
To be fair, his accent is accurately horrible.
Right.
I don't understand how that fits.
I remember the story being that they had you do the Italian accent, but it came out so wrong that they had to throw a line in for Bentley saying, that is a horrible Italian accent. Let's hope nobody catches you just because they like that. And when I remember, like, because I remember the story, and then when I recently went through and played the game, I go, why would it matter if it wasn't real or not? Like, I remember thinking,
they're
like,
raccoons and turtles.
No, not that part. That you create a universe, you abide by the rules. That's okay. I'm just saying, in a video game where he's sneaking around, why does he also need to have perfect Italian? Sly Cooper is not James Bond. He's not, you know.
He's a thief.
He's more like a cooler version of Inspector Clouseau, kind of. You know what I mean? Where it's okay if he's kind of kooky and funny about it. And so, but it had it not been for me knowing that story through doing this show, I would have just played through it and go, oh, somebody came up with him. They told Kevin, do a horrible Italian accent. But it made it extra fun knowing that it was Kevin going, oh, Italian? Yeah, I got that right here. Here we go.
You know what? The truth is, going back to that game back in whatever, 2005, I had no idea they wanted an Italian accent until they were like, and now you say this part in an Italian accent. I was like, I've never... That's not a thing that I do.
I do like that. That they could. That like, I imagine them looking at you, going, "Really?
Not an Italian accent? You're an actor, right?"
Yeah. But I wanted to play out that it's like everybody has an Italian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it would be even better if me and Matt and Chris could just break out in fluid Italian right now.
That would be the
Michael of the situation. Nice. Michael Jordan is the best basketball player of all time. How could you not want his name?
That did take 10 minutes, but he has a point.
I could come up with other Michaels that have not achieved fame.
Yet.
Fair point. What are some other fun, colorful things that you added to the game?
Well, no, I'm trying to remember. While playing the game, there would be a line or two that popped out that was like, oh, I think I wrote that.
Oh, really?
But it was a couple of years ago, and I've lived so much since then.
Been to the moon. We should probably start talking about how you were an astronaut. Yeah. We'll do that later.
Another night. Another time. I wish I could point out certain things, but that would be also egotistical to do that. It was fun. It was fun to go through each script and kind of add things where I could, and they took what they liked and didn't what they didn't.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, and then I worked with them on some promos and commercials too.
Yeah, now did you write the one that was that's all Bentley and the shrimp cocktail?
I did.
I knew as soon as I heard it. It was Bentley, but I was like, I know that is 100% written by Matt Olson.
Thank you.
It's an absolute compliment. That short is hilarious, and so many people, including myself, did not understand why that wasn't released in America. It was a Russian PR team paid for that to happen. So it's you in English, and then everything is written in Russian below it.
Russians love me. That's
apparently. Yeah. Apparently. So who asked for that? Like, how did it come to you?
Sony. I think their marketing department did a bunch of these.
Got it, yeah.
We wrote them for, it's me.
Yeah.
I wrote some for Sly, Murray, Bentley, and Carmelita.
Yeah.
And
Carmelita's heirs. I'd seen the Carmelita one about Valentine's Day.
A dating video or something? Uh-huh. Yeah. I watched that one recently, and some of that is mine. Somebody else wrote on it,
too.
I don't know
it.
Who else. And then we did a bunch of these, and I wrote a bunch of them, and there was a great one with Bentley that I don't think they made that I loved, where he clones himself.
Oh, that's right.
And then there's about 15 Bentleys in the room at one point. But I think that presented a problem.
And that confused a couple of issues. Did you write the one? My favorite was the one where Sly wants to give the audience a teaser on the game, saying, like, they told me I can't tell you anything, but they didn't say anything about drawing it.
Yes.
And then I draw, and like, this is a guy. And that was my absolute, I loved recording that one and so badly wanted them to make it, but I never saw it come to life.
Just so you guys, these are all like a bunch of promos that the way it's produced is they throw a bunch in the hopper. And then just like the ideas within the game, that whichever one they think will stick the best, then they actually go through and animate those and fully produce them.
Yeah.
But they've got scripts and recordings for all of them already.
Mm, yeah.
I think I turned in about, let's say, 3 scripts per character. That number's not accurate, but for the purposes of this conversation,
I read
it will
5.
Be.
Yeah. I remember reading 5 of them.
Okay,
so
5 scripts per character, maybe. And then I think they recorded some, if not all of them, and then I don't know what they actually made. I know I've seen that Bentley one and the Carmelita one. I don't know if I've seen any others.
Yeah, I don't think any others exist.
Now, old school listeners know because when we last spoke 2 years ago, you were doing promos for NBC. Am I right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, amongst other networks.
Okay, so writing.
There are other networks.
Actually, a lot of them. Talk to Justin. He knows all about them. He has a lot of phone calls about them.
So writing is that always been kind of your thing, kind of your passion, and they just knew that about you, and that's why they came to you about this? Because I know that there are people listening to the show that really want to find their niche and they put their foot in the door in the gaming industry. So I'm just curious what part of your story entail with that, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, it's nepotism.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing. So it's how I got the job in the first place. I knew somebody at Sucker Punch. Mm-hmm. So I got to be Bentley. Mm-hmm. And then when they were making Sly 4, I think that they had asked somebody at Sucker Punch, maybe Nate, I don't know who it was. It was probably either Nate or Bruce, mm-hmm. and they recommended me as a writer for it because I had done some writing for them before in small ways.
Oh, mm-hmm. got it. So,
In Infamous, I named the shops.
Oh, did you really?
That's fun.
Cool.
That's what I did.
Were you living down here by that time?
I think I was. Yeah, I think it was one of the first things that happened when I moved down here. Right. And it was,
your gig back in Seattle. It's always the way.
Yeah.
Move out, and then they find a gig for you.
So I think, if you want to do this kind of thing, you've got to follow my life path.
Okay.
Yes, Michael. Follow Michael.
Yeah. Or change your name to Michael and live up to it.
Think of how big you would be if it was. I mean, Michael Olson.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a wizard to me. Like a warlock.
Really?
Yeah.
This definitely just sounds like
Matt Olson just sounds like you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's who I am though. So it's good because it does sound like me.
Yeah, but I think it's not your branding. I think that you're missing who you are, though, with that Matt thing. I think if you came out with Michael Olson, I'm just saying, try it for a month.
Okay.
Just put it out there.
You could see it, but he nodded very heavily. Very sarcastic nod.
I feel like you might be distracted by shiny objects. that true or
no,
not?
No more than your average bear? I don't, I mean...
It seems like you're hung up on this one idea of Michael.
Well, I'm not hung up on it. I'm hung up on it because you're so against it. That's really what makes me hung up on it, is that I'm shocked. And like, if, because ever, nope, I mean, Chris didn't get up on a soapbox and tell me about how, you know, there are unsuccessful Michaels in the world, which you have yet to provide.
That's,
you have yet
that's
to
a really
show.
Good point. That's
Michael
a really
Dukakis?
Good point.
That's one. That's, you have one.
Really good one.
You have
too.
One. Michael Strahan. Suck on that. That cancels him out.
I don't know who that is.
That's he holds the sacks for a single season record
going back
in the
to
NFL
football.
For the New York Giants. And he replaced Regis Philbin on television because he's a Michael. He is multifaceted. But he doesn't just run over Brett Favre in his prime. He also has hilarious banter off the cuff style with Kelly Ripa. Is and dwarfs her in an amazingly racist way.
Yeah, Chris, did you record any promos?
What was that?
Did you record any promos?
Yes, I did do promos.
Oh, you did?
But what? I have to say, I'm just a little bit more about the Michael situation.
Oh, dear God.
I have an older brother named Michael. So, you know, I'm right in the line here of not wanting to inflate his head too much, but also having to acknowledge that, you know, he is, I would say he's somewhat, he's probably semi-famous where he is. He is a chiropractor in Malaysia. And this guy, he's about...
Yeah, that's
my favorite part is you said I don't want to inflate his ego.
That's
and then
pretty
you
good.
Said he's a chiropractor in Malaysia. This sounds like you're making it up.
No, I know.
Of all the things,
I know.
I guarantee. But this guy, he's like 6'1". He's bald. He's like huge. Like, I mean, the guy's been, you know, seriously lifting weights since his junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. So he's quite large.
So he's really, he doesn't even put people on a bench, he just cracks them?
Speaking of, huh?
He doesn't put people on a bench or anything, he just picks them up and bear hugs them and puts their,
pretty much, yeah.
Realigns
yeah,
them?
Yeah, he just manipulates their bodies like in midair with two hands. but he gets stared at, like, he says if he's on an elevator, you know, and like a mom comes in there with her kid, the kids will just stare at him like, it's like he's some kind of, like elephant or some kind of, you know, exotic beast. They've never seen an animal like him before. So he is extraordinary in that way. So I think that actually supports, you know, Justin's claim of the greatness of Michael.
I think it does more than supports my point. I think it completes it. I think that that is the thesis paper to what I've been describing. And case closed, moving on.
Well, it's very fitting because Sony had that whole For Michael campaign.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, there is a mild tie-in to it.
And I think the three of you can agree that Sony knows what they're doing.
When it comes to casting, except for making another Michael commercial with the cast of Sly Cooper in it. Damn it. When PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale came out, I thought for sure that all those Michael characters were going to get back together and we'd see Sly and Bentley and Murray and we would all get residuals for doing an animated cartoon commercial.
I think what you should have done is the SAG amendment type thing and gone by Kevin Michael Miller.
Kevin Michael Miller.
Oh, really?
In SAG, yeah. So how great am I now?
You're not that way credit on the game, though.
Oh,
so
no, I'm not.
Yeah.
So I think in SAG I'm Kevin M. Miller. You're
yeah,
right.
So if you would have done Kevin Michael Miller as your
I wanted to be the Kevin Miller, but they didn't ask me. They just sent me a thing that said, you are Kevin M. Miller.
That's funny. So you want to talk to Murray about promos?
Yeah, what promos did you do?
I don't remember exactly. I think they were I remember one being somewhat of a dating game-ish style thing where I think I was telling people what my positive attributes were.
Something does like that sound familiar?
And then that was at a time when they really just actually let me just fly off the cuff with a lot of different stuff, you know. It was like, here, read these three or four things, and then after that, just start doing stuff. So, I don't know if they made any of them or not. you know, it being really off the cuff like that, I don't really even recall exactly what I was saying. You know,
sessions sound a lot like you were an abduction.
Yeah,
like you just it came out and
I don't. Yeah,
it was over and...
there's also an equal balance of either extreme respect or just disregard, like third banana. Like they just are like, yeah, say these lines and then throw out whatever, either because it's not really gonna matter, you know what I mean? Or B,
we have a computer that does your character, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
We have enough phonetic
summary.
We have enough phonetic sounds that we're just gonna sur your ass in this game and it'll be fine. Or it's that, you know,
we have to keep you here for at least 25 minutes, so stuff off. Go ahead.
Chris, when you were improvising, was there anyone in the booth?
Next question.
Come
were you
call.
In a booth?
I think everybody went for coffee. They asked if I wanted anything on their way out.
They said as long as the red light is blinking, I'd be fine.
Six hours later,
you just kept going.
It turns out it was just a bus, and I ended up back at home.
He is so drunk.
That salmon shirt will knock you right on your feet. So, Chris, if you spent 10 hours, you think, total, Matt, what does that put you at? How many hours do you think you were in the booth for?
That's a really tough question. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's say 6,000. It's just a guess.
You get me over every under. Time with that. I'm like, oh, okay, damn it.
I don't know. I mean, I really
it's
don't
a
know.
Lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would be about 5 hours for a day, maybe, or something like that. Or
you would have 5 hour sessions because if you just look at the script, it's like Bentley. Bentley, 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 Bentley. And in this game, it's you talk to Sly, but then you talk to all the other characters as well. So right. I saw my line count went down because all the things that would normally be to Sly are to these other characters throughout. Right. But
you priced yourself out of the business.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to the next one when I kill the ancestors. it's called Sly 5 Rewrite.
The Thievius Director's
Raccoon
Cut.
Yeah, it's just Sly on every page. He's like, oh, I am the Master Thief.
Knives in time. A lot of stabbing.
It's a first-person shooter.
First-person stabber.
Didn't you get guns ever?
No, Sly never gets guns.
Oh, you can't have a gun. No, that's the other character. First-person stabber.
Was there? How many hours would you say you were in the booth? Camp?
Somewhere between 10,000 and 6,000.
Okay,
yeah, that's right about where I was. Too.
I mean, yeah. Because the thing is that I was going to ask you with the writing as well, is that we recorded a chapter like every 3 months, it felt like. Mm-hmm. That's probably a rough average, but it wasn't like the previous games. We would bang them all out in a couple weeks. Like they'd fly us up to Seattle or whatever.
Oh, so this one was done in like little tidbits.
Chunks. We started recording in 2010 for this game. And it was just like a little chunk or whatever. And I was like, oh, when's the release date for this? They said probably the fall. I go, oh, of 2011. They say in 2012. And again, it was summer of 2010. I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to do this for a while. And then for it to be pushed out to 2013 was quite considerable.
Oh, I know that Chris is still doing some improv.
Poor Chris.
Yeah, they just keep pulling me back. Well, give us a couple more grunts and groans like you're getting hit by something heavy.
Are they actually hitting you with something heavy when it happens? Because we might have a problem.
That's his method.
That's kind of the weirdest part of the game, actually, is those sound effects that you have to do at the end of the scripts. They want, well, you know, when you play the game, whenever a character jumps, he goes, whoa,
right.
Or oof, or whatever. And you just have to do this whole series of those noises.
Did you guys get to do any ADR sessions where they showed you animation of the things, like the jumps and the kicks and everything, and then, or like the cutscenes as well, and have to make the sounds for those?
I don't think anything for the cutscenes, but definitely there would be one where Bentley was falling into fire.
What's that sound like?
More or less.
That's pretty good.
And then they would always say, shorter.
Wow.
Longer.
Burn up real quick. Make it shorter.
Now have fun with it. Now just have
the answer to the one.
Murphy it. Just Murphy it.
We're going for coffee.
Was there any?
I had one where I was lifting a heavy door, and it was two movements, and that was like the most ADR-ish thing I did.
That's right. I remember that.
Was there anything that you guys remember during your sessions that was really like a challenge? Like you know how you hit those strides where you just like you keep flubbing and it's like, why can't I not say perpetual right now or whatever that is? You know, yeah. Did you have anything like that, Matt?
There was this one character who was named Michael. I can't pronounce it. How does it go?
Michael.
No. That's it. That's right.
Michael.
Michael. Mikhail Gorbachev.
I don't recall. I mean, most of my lines are kind of the same intent, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I say a lot of things of like, this is what you have to do. And so it's just a matter of getting them out there. I didn't really have any stuttering or stumbling moments that were especially painful.
That's because you're a reading machine. I said it last time you were on the show. I could hand you the dictionary and you'd read it cold in one read.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
I've got a lot of room on this SD card, everybody. I've got a run. We've got a lot of hours that we could do this. Let's see, what has he got here?
I have the thesaurus, or okay. I have a Michael Crichton book. Your choice.
Well, now it's a bluffing game. Okay, here we go, guys.
I opened up to T.
Cold read of the thesaurus.
With Michael.
Hardened. Adjective. Unfeeling. Accustomed. Benumbed. Callous. Case-hardened. Cold-hearted. Contemptuous. Cruel. Disdainful. Habituated. Hard as nails. Okay, the habituated, I got to say, it should be habituated.
Yeah, well, it's...
But it was a hyphen, and then it went to the next line. So it looked like habit, and it was going to be forming. Mm-hmm. It was going to be habit forming, but it was habituated.
We give you a half point.
So anyway, I'm not going to read this book anymore, because that's not fun for anybody.
It was fun for me. I enjoyed it while I was there.
Success has really made him jaded.
Okay,
wow,
I'm gonna try.
That's really...
I'm going to try. Fallacy. I'm going to try again.
Yeah, okay.
Let's try again.
You know, it could just be false, Kevin. It's not what you're thinking.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to find out. Enterprise. Noun, adventure, undertaking. Action, activity, affair, attempt, baby, bag, ball game, biggie, big idea, bit. This is kind of easy. I'm going to find you something hard.
No, it's okay. Hold on. We're going to up the ante here. Do it in an Italian accent.
Oh, that's much better.
Dimensions. Proportions. Range. And the measurements. A beat. Amplitude. Bigness. Bulk. Capacity. Compass. Depth. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a little Dracula in there, too. I just threw that in for extra measure.
Like I said, accurately horrible.
Did you have anything while Kevin is looking for a new reading challenge for Matt? Did you have anything, Chris, that was hard for you to get through or anything that was challenging?
I wouldn't say text-wise there was really anything challenging. I think the most challenging thing was just being, you know, just having my vocal cords sound like they should and not get too raw.
Is the character's rough on you? The character is rough on you?
What was that?
The character is rough on you to say for a long period of time?
Yeah, it's basically just screaming at, you know, with this, like, you know, sort of clenching of the throat just to get that sound. So it tends to get a bit raw. So, you know, it would just be, once it starts getting too raw, you know, and they'd be like, all right, well, let's take, you know, 10 minutes. I'll go drink some tea and then, you know, come back and then we'll do it again. And then, you know, but I always got through everything just fine. But what was strange afterwards was I couldn't, like, when I would try to talk like normal, my voice would be just completely thrashed, but I could talk like Murray perfectly. You know, afterwards, I'd go get coffee, you know, just like, oh, how much for more espresso, please? The only way they can understand me.
Kids are asking for your autograph. Are you Michael?
No, not quite. Pretty much the opposite. They didn't understand what was going on.
Did you have any hang-ups, Kevin?
Probably. I tend to. You know, it's kind of rough when, like, even Bradley looks at it and goes, man, you're such a better actor in this game. It doesn't sound like you're reading or anything. Like, oh, thanks. I think.
That is half of a compliment. Yeah,
the other half of it. How did I keep this gig for so many years?
The bitter taste of kindness.
Thanks, man. Glad you liked the game beforehand.
Do you guys find when you're playing the games or listening back, there's a line where you're like, ooh, I really did a bad job on that one. Why did they keep that? Why didn't anybody tell me that was so terrible?
I think that's pretty, yes, all the time. Because yeah. And then it's hard to know, too, because you hear your own brain working. Because I can hear like, oh, I know what I was thinking in that exact moment. And to everybody else in the universe, that may not be true. But I hear it, I'm like, oh, I was stumbling. I stalled on that part.
Yeah, I find it all the time.
Yeah, or oh, I wish I had done it this way. I think it would have been better that way.
That's true.
Yep.
I think just to be able to speak on from the outsider, the only thing I can kind of hear where you are in your head. Like my favorite is the first time you died or I died as you, and I went, "That's funny because that is a sound that Kevin does as a bit." Like when he's
what's
like,
the sound? And you know, with those, that could be us. Like that could have been 20 of those. Yeah. They're like, just die, and then they pick the one that's out of nowhere.
And that was 21. Yeah, that's exactly. What I felt like. That's my story that went out of my head was that it was a lot of oh ah, like that, and then they're like, okay, one more, and then you, Kevin being scared, and it tickled me so much.
That's great. So happy because that's the fun. I kept this session out of all of them. I kept being told not so animated, which was the first time I ever got not that big, not that cartoony.
Really?
Like bring it down.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially with that stuff. I kept wanting to make it like goofier and zanier and such. And
that's
like,
so interesting because tonally it seems like that was the jump they made with this game.
I agree. But I think that like any, you know, as they tell you in like acting 101, when they tell you bigger, you go to 150%. So I think there was part of me that's like, I want to make this funny.
You were overcorrected.
I wanted to make it funny. And so they're like, okay, well, not that stupid. Just funny.
You keep getting all these backhanded compliments. I'm like, Kevin, we want funny, not stupid.
Oh, right. Got it. which one am I doing right now?
We get it. You can't do Italian. All right. Now, come on. Really do it, though.
Sweat.
But you're also the straight man in the game, so you have to be more level.
I think so,
Whereas people like Bentley and Murray and other people can go more insane.
And I love that role. I love the opportunity to play that, to allow you guys to be the more interesting characters.
Well, that's very generous of you.
No, I mean it. I don't think...
You know, it'd be really weird to be a big pink elephant and be the... big pink hippo and be the straight man, you know?
Yeah, definitely not the straight man. No, I think it's fun. Exactly. I don't think I'd be as good a comic breakout character, like especially in this genre. It's just my natural tendencies to want to make stupid, big, loud noises.
So that concludes part one of our new show with the cast of Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. Please tune in next Wednesday when the part two will be released. You can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or if you'd like to send your praises about the Sly Cooper games, and I will forward them on to those parties involved, please send that to sly@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Join the conversation at facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast, where you can not only chat and make friends with other gaming fans, but other Sly Cooper fans. We have a ton of them there, obviously. But the big one that we're pushing, you can follow us on Twitter @secondfunniest. That's the second biggest one we're pushing. The big one we are pushing, because you could be a part of the movement right here, right now. For those of you that have not been listening to the show, you just stumbled upon this because you Googled it, because you love Sly Cooper. facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series. Please throw a like up there. Right now, we've only had it up there for like 3 weeks at the time of this recording, and we already hit 1,200 likes. If we could get this in the crazy numbers, like 50,000 range and plus, and if we get 100,000, it's a done deal. You could be a part of the movement that turns Sly Cooper from a video game into its very own animated series. Let's make this go viral. Let's spread the word. And throw a like up there. On behalf of my good friends, Matt Olson, Chris Murphy, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.